is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Saudi Arabia. Ambition of the Biden administration to visit Saudi Arabia and other parts of the Middle East to look to the future because of Tehran, because of Moscow, because of energy shortfall around the world during this crisis time. Energy is the story. However, I welcome Henry Sikorsky of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center to introduce us to a topic not yet decided about energy in Saudi Arabia that links our ally South Korea with decisions about a nuclear power station and building nuclear power in the Middle East. Henry, I've followed this as best I can from your reporting. South Korea builds nuclear power plants. Saudi Arabia has an ambition to build a nuclear power plant. However, there is technology that is needed here that requires the permission, I believe, or nod of the U.S. Please explain, and where are we in this decision about Saudi Arabia getting permission to use South Korea to build a power plant in the fragile Middle East? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Saudi Arabia put out a bid several weeks ago to three countries. KEPCO, which is Korea, China National Nuclear Corp, which is China, and Rosatom, which is Russia. They were very careful not to offer an invitation for bids from the French or the Americans. A bit of a, I guess, message. We don't want your help. The Koreans have the inside track on the bid because they have built four reactors already in Saudi Arabia's neighbor, the United Arab Emirates. So the question is, can the South Koreans export reactors to Saudi Arabia that incorporate design data information that is in the possession of an American firm, Westinghouse? Do they need to get our approval to do that export? Now, the South Koreans say no. Mid-level bureaucrats in the U.S. say yes. So that's an issue. What's at stake is much more interesting than just the power plants, which admittedly will send a lot of sensitive nuclear technology. What's interesting is the South Koreans have an agreement already for nuclear cooperation with Saudi Arabia. And in that agreement, it states that Saudi Arabia can enrich uranium up to 20% without seeking consent from South Korea. That roughly, if it was acted upon, would put Saudi Arabia pretty much in the kind of position that we're now looking at across the Gulf at Iran, which has a enrichment program. So how the United States weighs in, whether it weighs in, might matter for the future nuclear map, not only for civil purposes, but maybe, if we have bad luck, military purposes in the Gulf.
Korea's keen on this, Henry. As you know, I read from the news report from the Korea Times. President Yoon, the newly elected pro-West president in Seoul, in the Blue House, a complete change of weather from President Moon. President Yoon pledged to make all-out efforts to support Korean firms' bid for nuclear power plant projections overseas, criticizing the former Moon administration's policy of phasing out nuclear power from Korea's energy portfolio as being foolish. President Yoon is making this a critical part of his success early on in his presidency. Now, we need to see South Korea line up in the apparent early days alliances that are forming to oppose the predatory state of the People's Republic of China. Is this nuclear power plant in Middle East influential, if it's successful, influential by South Korea? Is it influential in knitting together the alliance against China?
I don't know, but that may well explain why no one in Washington wants to talk about this problem. I mean, you try to reach out to staff in the executive and legislative branch, and you bring this up, and they act like they never heard about it, even though it's in the newspapers. So yet to be determined. But because we want so many things to succeed with South Korea involved, I don't think there's much appetite yet, maybe not ever, to raise the issue of what are you doing in Saudi Arabia? Are you going to encourage or allow them to do the very thing we're so upset about Iran doing, which is enriching uranium? It has not been joined.
I read further from President Yoon. The global market for nuclear power plants is wide open as countries including Saudi Arabia, Czech Republic, Poland, and the U.S. are recognizing nuclear power as an important energy source for their carbon neutrality goals. If we hadn't been acting foolish in the past 5 years and made efforts to strengthen our nuclear power ecosystem, the country, his country, could have built up an unrivaled capacity. President Yoon is making this a policy for his success for his country. Henry, this is about energy. This is not about nuclear energy secrets. This is about the offsetting the lack from Russia. It's striking to me that you're saying Washington hasn't made a decision. This is the road forward. I'm unaware that the Washington has made a decision recognizing nuclear power as an important component. I know the European Union has used language that vouchsafes that. I don't know if they're building any new plants, but they've reconsidered their opposition to nuclear power. So you're saying right now Washington is delaying its decision. Is that correct?
It isn't delaying their decision. I don't think they've got focused on this possible nuclear eruption. Because let's face it, you do not want Saudi Arabia to get nuclear weapons. And if they are given a green light to enrich, which currently seems to be the case in the agreement between them and South Korea, it's going to be more rough sledding with a country we already have not great relations with, and that's Saudi Arabia. Not only that, but the South Koreans are on record saying they would not make a sale until and unless Saudi Arabia agrees to intrusive inspections. That's what the previous administration said. Well, that sounds good, but we're waiting to see what the current administration under new President Yoon will do.
The Biden administration is going to Riyadh because it wants cooperation in increasing the output of OPEC, led by the kingdom, in order to offset Russian Federation. There's something we want. So a good trade would be this technology. It would strengthen our alliance in South Korea, which is in early days, Henry. President Moon was not sympathetic to the White House, whether it was Obama or Trump or now Biden. He was not a sympathetic actor. President Yoon is. So this would be a very neat little tying it up. You get oil from Saudi Arabia, at least a pledge for it, and you have the thanks of the new president of South Korea. It sounds like a package.
Well, it does. I think maybe part of the package has to be something tough with regard to enrichment, though. And, you know, we seem to be Manichaean. That's all or nothing at all when we talk about nuclear. You know, splitting the baby actually is pretty important here. How you parse this? They need nuclear power a bit like a hole in the head. I mean, they're sitting on some of the world's largest reserves of natural gas known to man. But if you're going to do it, you certainly still want to draw the line and say, we want very tough inspections, the additional protocol on a minimum, and we want a pledge of no enrichment. And I think if you don't get that, you are banking on more trouble than benefit by looking the other way and thinking you have a neat package.
Does Washington gain if the contract goes to Rosatom?
It won't go to Rosatom. It will go to Korea. And the reason why is Rosatom's got a rocky financial situation right now. I don't think it's going to happen unless it goes Korean. And I've been saying that since 2017. So I don't want to say I'm right again, but they are the ideal contractor. And I think if it's going to happen, it's going to happen through the South Koreans.
Speaking to Henry Sikalski, the executive director of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center, about energy, nuclear energy. We're going to turn to nuclear weapons next. They are all through mention in the new strategic concept from NATO 2022 in Madrid. Are we in a new Cold War? Is the MAD doctrine useful again? This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bashman.